T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Warriors not going without a fight. Iguodala takes a handoff from Draymond to Curry. Curry takes a three. It's up and good! Curry has tied the game at 103 with 119 to go. Curry behind the back, dribbles baseline, beats Iguodala, touch pass Draymond to Klay Thompson, pump fake, flyby, three ball, got it! 56.6 to go, Warriors back up by three, Toronto calls time. This game is absolutely insane. Van Vliet will take it up the floor. Van Vliet down to 12 seconds, 10 seconds. Waiting for Leonard. Leonard catches on the logo, steps out. Guarded by Klay Thompson, 6 seconds with 5 seconds. Leonard right side stops, feeds Van Vliet. Van Vliet, one dribble, get the corner. Lowry, it's blocked by Draymond. The game's over! The game's over! The game is over! The Warriors have won! 106-105. Keep the lights on at Oracle. Dust those seats off. That old barn's got one more dance.
And on the one hand, I'm so proud of them, the amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
All right, good morning, everybody. Wow. Wow. Let me just say wow about 17 times because we got a lot of stuff for this show around what took place last night, and it was unbelievable. There's so much to talk about, second guess, on the court, off the court. Kevin Durant goes down what looks to be an Achilles injury, which could keep him out for a long time for anybody out there that's ever had a torn Achilles. That happened early in the game after he got off to a great start. There was just all kinds of stuff. And how about Golden State down 6 with 3 minutes left, looking like it's over as Kawhi Leonard took the game over. His coach calls a timeout. And you're like, what in the hell are you doing? Steve Kerr calls timeouts in this situation, not you.
Yeah, it was a weird timeout right there when they had the momentum right there. Like, why stop your own momentum?
Well, it allowed the Splash Brothers to go, let's start doing some splashing.
Yeah, and, let's take a deep breath.
They hit three, and that ends up being the difference in the game late. Let me just say this. If you didn't wait up late and you couldn't make it to between 11 and 12 last night, You missed a hell of a finish in a back-and-forth game that was the stars were out late. Kawhi, Klay, and Steph all making big, big shots late in that game. And so it was pretty fun to watch. Kevin Durant goes down last night early in that game. And the blame game will be – let me just give you the second guess of the day in sports nationally. Especially in the Bay Area and especially in every city that thought they had a chance to get him in free agency, the second guess is going to be, should he have played in that game? And I'm not a doctor in the morning, so for all those surgeons driving in early this morning that might be listening to us that were sports fans, strain calf, medical doctors, tell the team, Bob Myers, the general manager of Golden State, the president of basketball operations, hey, we think he can play on this strained calf, and he can't injure it anymore. Coaches don't make that decision. Other teammates don't make that decision. The president of a team damn sure doesn't make that decision. It comes from after you get all the doctors together, the head doctor for your team, and you go, all right, Kevin wants to know. He's a free agent. He's looking at $190-plus million. For his next contract, we need him, but is he going to be okay to play? and somebody said, he can't injure this any worse. We think he's fine to continue to play, even though we've heard the reports the last few days his practices have not been that good. And so a strained calf goes to a torn Achilles. And we don't talk much about medical staffs like we used to, that crap that we had when we played, and it was just complete crap. You could say they don't have the technology they have today. But listen, athletes and you out there and me, there's a reason those guys go to school forever. And these surgeons that have these teams and take care of these million and multi-million dollar athletes, they got track records. They've been doing it a long time. But somebody has to have final say when they sit down. Bob, I can just imagine Bob Myers sits down with Kevin Durant, probably a couple other guys in there, maybe Steve Kerr, and they say, all right, we got to make a decision. Do you play or do you not play? Obviously, you don't want to injure. There's nobody in the organization wanting to injure that guy. And there's no doctor that's like, hey, he can play. We'll blow out his Achilles. This will be great. I mean, you're not doing that.
Come on, no chance.
So, anyway.
The doctor gives facts to Bob Myers, to Steve Kerr.
Well, and they've had experience.
That's
They've seen. It's not the first time this has happened.
No.
If you're a team doctor or a medical doctor, and you've covered a zillion athletes, the torn Achilles is nothing new. Just like a strained calf or torn calf is nothing new. Those guys have seen it. That's why they come out. They got a pretty good idea when a guy's going to be able to come back in every sport. Sometimes they come back. Some guys heal faster than other guys and all that stuff that we can never figure out why one guy off an ACL or an Achilles comes back in 6 months and another guy takes 9 or 10, 11 months, right?
Yep.
So I understand the gene pool does come into play a little bit on this. But I got to tell you, it is an old pet peeve of mine, man. The medical staff screwed up on this one.
Yes, they did.
They can say, you know, we felt that was our professional opinion. We've seen him. We're surprised this happened. But
for them to say that basically he can't get any more hurt, and if that was the message relayed to Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, who's the president of basketball operations for the Warriors, then someone's in big trouble today. Like that, or last night they got in big trouble because it looked exactly like what happened when he first got hurt. It was almost the exact kind of reaction he had. He kind of jumped a little bit and then jumped on the ground. And if you don't think this was an emotional decision by the team and how they felt after the game, listen to the president of basketball operations, if you missed it last night, Bob Myers of the Golden State Warriors.
It's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team and it was thorough and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors. And we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. You know, sports is, it's people. Sports is people. I know Kevin takes a lot of hits sometimes, but he just wants to play basketball. And right now he can't. Basketball has gotten him through his life. I don't know that we can all understand how much it means to him. He just wants to play basketball with his teammates and compete. Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to... He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
All right, so...
That's an emotional dude after the game.
Bob Myers said, if we're going to play the blame game, it's on me because I'm running the ship here. I listened to our doctors, and I said, Kevin, if you want to play, looks like you're good to go, and they're saying you're okay. And by the way, once the doctors sign off on you playing and it gets back to the coach and it gets back to the team, hey, Doc signed off on it,
we're good to go.
So the Dolphins, and I just go back to football on this. So we have this, by the way, we have this happen. Matter of fact, some of the doctors probably driving and getting ready for surgeries at 7 o'clock surgeries in the morning. So a lot of guys, there's a handful of guys every week, just about, it seems like. I go down there, I'm taping my show, and they're called game time decisions. So they go out, they work out before the game, somewhere between probable, questionable, doubtful, all those things. Those guys go out there and warm up, and they don't feel great, but they feel like they can play, but they always go to the doctor, and they want to know, and their agent wants to know, because agents will tell these guys not to play.
Of course.
Any doubt, don't play. I got to look out for your money. Don't play. So it's terrible for the team sport. In a football where you're banged up all the time. So anyway, the doctors go, hey, we've looked at it. You know, team doctors have been around forever. And they're all out there watching with the trainers. They watch them warm up. And then the players say, and we've had some guys go, okay, if you say I'm okay, I'm in. And we've had other guys, and I'm not saying any names, I'm getting into it. Some other guys have said, I'm not playing. And I've been out there when those guys have made those decisions and said, I don't feel like I can play this week. I'm going to have to wait another week. And it's a little disappointing, but it's their body.
Yeah, that's right.
They're looking to play as long as they can.
It's their future.
And you know, again, agents are always – your agent is always going to say, if there's any doubt, don't play. Any doubt, don't play. So they've got that in their ear, unlike we just didn't have agents around. There was nobody in the 80s talking to their agent when you're making 35, 40, 50 grand a year.
You guys took a shot and played.
Yeah, you were worried about that. And I understand a lot of that stuff is gone now, and I probably shouldn't even use it as an example.
Well, the times
are
a lot
different.
We had
one doctor work on the whole damn
thing. Yeah.
He did everything. Like, uh-oh, you got a little problem with your shoulder. I'll take care of that. Oh, your finger's hurting? I'll fix that. Ankle? Got it. Toe? Oh, I'm really good on toes. You're like the third one I've done.
They have specialists for everything.
Yeah,
now.
They got specialists. And by the way, you can get second opinions where we weren't – it was frowned on to get second opinions. Now, I happened to believe in them and said, screw you, I'm going back.
You didn't have a lot of guys flying to Alabama to go see Andrews or one of these doctors.
But now they almost all do.
Of course.
Now they're like – And the teams expect it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then if you need a surgery, you go to who you want. But anyway, it's going to be a hot topic today. There's going to be a few things from that game, including because we love, and this social media thing, oh, it loves the blame game. Oh, my God. Social media, like, hey, we got a blame gamer. Woo! This is going to be fun. Who screwed Kevin Durant? Who was cheering when Kevin Durant got hurt? Who said something about Kevin not being a team guy before the game? Let's find those quotes. Let's go. This is a great day to blame.
Of course.
Try to lay the guilt and all that stuff.
The Toronto fans did turn into the Philly fans a little bit last night.
Well, not to that.
I mean, they got a little nasty last night.
They did cheer a little bit.
Not a little bit. They were cheering.
They cheered, but not like Philly did when Michael Irvin
got
hurt.
No, I mean, Michael Irvin looked like he broke his neck and he was, you know, halfway paralyzed in the field.
That was one of the lowest moments of professionals.
But Durant was out there before the game missing shots and they were cheering. Like, it was a real anti-Kevin Durant. And we're going to win this game tonight, crowd. And when he got hurt and when he hopped around a little bit, when the Achilles might have popped at that point, and they cheered, really Bush League by those really nice Toronto fans, really good people of Toronto.
They are, overall, they're...
And it was just a bad look, man. It was a bad look.
They
could say whatever you want. There's probably a lot of people down here from Canada. I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general.
But
that was a bad look.
I have seen worse. If you haven't seen worse in the northeast of the United States
of America, there is.
Without saying all the names of those cities, starting with Philadelphia.
Philly is right there.
You start with Philly, right?
Yeah, you
go right to there, and then you can go to all your favorite where people get ugly. Oakland's been known to get... Oakland's got a very Raiders.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, they fight each other after the game.
You've
got to be careful.
People have to paint up to be a tough guy, paint up and look, you know, like a devil or a badass.
Well, they fight in the parking lot after the game. Baseball game, football game, doesn't matter. Oakland, San Francisco, and LA.
I must have gone home to play in back in Oakland like three or four times. And it seemed like we played them every year a long time ago. And used to tell my dad, do not wear anything golfing.
No,
just go as a neutral fan.
That's right.
So they leave you
white
alone.
T-shirt, Dad. T-shirt.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to from that, including this David Ortiz story is... And he's back here. The good news is, and by the way, class act by Boston to take a plane and get him back over here and get him, let him where he's safe and everything else after everything that happened in the last couple of days.
What a wild story, right?
But we got a story for you coming out on this David Ortiz thing that is pretty wild if it's true. And there's a couple reports that this is what happened. Obviously, They've got both guys now, but not. I hope David Ortiz all right. He's one of the good guys, sure. Most likable star
Big Poppy,
players we
yeah.
had. Big Poppy and everything and. But he may want to stay away from the DR for a while. He may want to give
you say
the
forever,
DR
or you say a while.
Like I wouldn't even recommend. Like I know it's your home country.
Out.
But I would recommend you don't even go there on vacation to see family. Tell them to come over and see you. Get, as we said yesterday, get a place in Miami.
That's it.
We got to go to break here. But a lot of stuff going on. The news not good for Kellen Winslow Jr., former University of Miami tight end. We got all kinds of stuff for you here this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com.
A lot of people on social media especially, and a lot of us watching, are wondering why you didn't take that final shot.
I mean, two guys came up on me. I mean, I don't know if I could have got a shot off. It's hard. I mean, if you got two guys on top of you, if you have to try to find the right play. No, we ended up getting a shot in a corner, but it just didn't go off quick enough.
Kawhi Leonard getting double teamed late in the game, and so they pass it out to Lowry, who gets his shot, I guess, tipped a little bit in the corner by Draymond Green.
Dre got a hand on it or a finger on it.
I always we do overdose this a little bit. This goes back to LeBron James, and we used to get on him, and we'd rather you take a shot in a double team than a guy coming off the bench or a secondary player or role player, whatever you say, and he's going, no, the open player, no matter who it is always a better shot. He was on fire. My God, he didn't play, he didn't shoot the ball that well early, but he got hot at the end of the game. You want to second guess something? I don't think you second guess that shot that he passed up on to make an extra pass. I think Nick Nurse calls that timeout.
Three and change left, like
three minutes left.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Yep. 103-97. It looks like it's over. The celebration's about ready. You're about ready to get Toronto completely liquored up. They're up six, and he calls a timeout. And coming out of that timeout, the Splash Brothers decided, well, this is going to be it. We're going to have to match it, and they don't make another shot from the field. So I just look at that. And I've never seen a guy when your team's got it going, and Kawhi Leonard was on fire. He was knocking down threes. He was going one-on-one against Klay Thompson, hitting bank shots, hitting them in the paint. He was hitting everything. He got hot. It was 10 of the fastest damn points you'll ever see in mankind in an NBA game. And Nick Nurse calls a timeout when they got a chance of dribbling the ball to go down and make it more and really ice the game or close to it. He calls a bad timeout. That's just a bad timeout.
It was a momentum killer for Toronto.
Steve Kerr calls it. You understand, yes. My God, my guys may not making shots. We're rushing things. And so that changed it. That little timeout coming out, and, of course, the Splash Brothers hit three threes, two by Thompson, one by Steph Curry, and they end up going up by three. And end up holding on to win that game, even though Boogie did his best late in that game to screw it up.
Wow.
Dipping his damn shoulder on
him. I mean, that guy cries. He cries after everything, though.
Yeah. You mean the goaltending?
Now, listen, the putback slam could have went either way. I just think at that point you let it go because it was so close.
Yeah.
But he had that one block at the end of the game where he hit it off the backboard.
I do agree. If it's close, let it go.
Let it go. Just let it ride. It's not, you're going to go back and you're going to replay it and you're going to see 50 different angles. You're going to see one angle that looks like, oh, maybe it was still over the rim a little bit. And the other one goes, oh, it's clearly a good putback because it's coming off. But like the block, Lowry threw it off the backboard and then you touch it. You kind of knew that happened. You're still crying afterwards. Like, you're the only one who at that time knew it was a goaltending and then
knows.
You still cry afterwards.
They totally know. If that ball
Boogie's
goes off the
Boogie's a hard
back,
guy to love. Even if he's on your team, he's just a hard guy to love.
Yeah. Well, listen, they still overcome everything to get that win. And again, Toronto could make a shot late in that game.
When Durant went down, did you think Golden State had any shot? Or do you think that the kind of air out of the balloon was
that's
gone?
Usually a good time. Right? When, damn, our guy, our insurance.
Everything
our
collapses insurance at that point.
We collected our insurance policy, and it didn't last long. The money didn't last long. Yeah, that would have been very deflating to the family.
Durant came out hot. Like, he came out and hit that one that we were talking about before
knocking
the
down
show.
Threes.
That first jumper that he hit, the little, it kind of went in and out a little bit and dropped in. That was such an important shot for that team and for him. And then all of a sudden he comes down the next play or two plays later, boom, drills another one. You're like, wow. Because right before the game, Hollywood texts me and goes, either Toronto's going to celebrate tonight or KD's going for 80. And it was obviously a joke. But when he came out like that and hit the first two shots, I went, wow, I think it's going to be closer to Hollywood than it is going to be to Toronto winning this thing tonight.
After knowing that he was in bad shape when he went off and limped off and got some help,
guys go back to the locker room with another player?
Steph Curry walked behind him, and I thought that was pretty interesting, the whole thing. But listen, those guys got each other's back. I will say one thing about the NBA fraternity. They're a tight group. You saw it, even the guys for Toronto. They don't want to see guys get injured. They understand. By the way, they hear an injury, they know right away how long it is. They've seen it. They've been around it. Some of them have gone through it. They know when they hear it could be an Achilles.
Oof.
First thing you're thinking, a year, maybe a little less, but you know it's a bad situation. And I think all those guys, even though they don't all hang out and, you know, it's not like they have a big party and 700 guys show up in the offseason, I think there's a lot of respect they have for each other and playing the game as long as you can and staying healthy and everything else. So anyway, that was that story. We have a lot of other stuff, though, that happened yesterday. David Ortiz, hopefully he's going to be okay. I guess it looks pretty good. He was able to get on a Red Sox plane from Dominican Republic and come back to Boston, a class act by the Red Sox to get David Ortiz back over here, help him, get him in a safe environment starting. But the story's coming out. Now, listen, nobody thought that was a robbery. You're a real dumbass if you think somebody runs in the middle of a sports bar or a bar that's full of people and it's a robbery when you get shot in the back and the guy takes off. That is no form of robbery.
No.
We've seen a lot of good robberies here in South Florida, and that's not robbery. That is somebody trying to
whack
kill you.
Somebody else.
Yeah,
yes.
To whack you. Shoot and take off running, which looked like amateur hour. You've seen guys do a lot better job. I'm sure there's been a lot better professional hits
this
on somebody.
This wasn't a professional hit. This was some dude who took some cash.
We're going to have. Now, the early stories are this. Now, they're being reported in Dominican Republic, and they're being reported in New York. David Ortiz was targeted by hired killers. So we asked, asked yesterday, because I think we all knew it wasn't robbery. Hired by a drug dealer. The thought was that David Ortiz had been having an affair with his wife.
Oh.
I got to tell you, whoever our biggest drug dealers are here in South Florida, from gangs or anything else that are running drugs around here, and you decide, and they got this beautiful girlfriend or wife.
I'll give you some advice, stay away.
Yeah, that's the one girl. I don't care if you look at her and your body just jumps up and down.
Jump up and down the other way.
I would just say you barely look at her and you just keep walking if this is true. But anyway, I never go back. If I know that's a situation and this guy has put hits out on me, if that's what they find out and if it's true, and apparently the other reports are, he was warned ahead of time by guys like, hey, man, this drug dealer is not happy. He thinks, or he knows, one or the other, that you're having an affair with his wife, and he's not happy. We got to watch out.
The hell are you going there for if that's the case? Even if that's a rumor.
Well, no place safe to go anyway at that point.
No.
Because you got people, and he's paying people money who desperately need money, will do anything.
Well, obviously you saw that. This dude ran into a bar or whatever place this was, populated place.
Jumped off a motorcycle. Yeah. Guy was driving it. The guy in the back jumps off it, runs in, shoots him, and takes off running. Apparently, they got both guys now, and they'll find out if
they
can.
We saw the pictures of the first guy.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we talked about that.
Said he couldn't talk for a while. He had spent a little time in a hospital, and you see the ass whooping he took.
Holy moly.
Deservingly so. for what he did. But yeah, this whole thing for David Ortiz,
it's really gonna come back to a woman, huh, Joe?
Come on, man.
Jeez.
Everything comes back.
God.
Everything comes back to women somehow. Whatever it is, it just, and I hope, listen, this is bad, and David Ortiz, no matter what, you don't deserve this, but of all people to mess with, a guy that's living the life of a kingpin drug dealer in Dominican Republic, probably not the smartest thing to do.
No. I'm not a very smart guy. I'll be honest with you.
If you decided a guy of a big gang, and I don't know who the big gangs are in Dade or Broward County, but you decide that whoever the guy is, you meet his wife or girlfriend out one night, and you decide that you want to hook up with her, you're on your own, because you are playing a game of Russian roulette there, man. And it is a dangerous, dangerous game.
And warned, maybe? Maybe warned about the fact that this dude's not happy?
Some reports are saying he was told, hey, man. Hey, and I know David Ortiz is popular.
Sure.
But he's not in the game of having enough protection.
Is he wearing a bubble suit that's bulletproof? Because that's the only way I'd walk around that entire area if I knew there's a possibility that one of the kingpins around here has got a hit on my head. You think I'm going to go hang out in a sports bar? Well, come on.
Listen, if everything turns out like it looks like it will for him, although, man, he had a lot of stuff removed. It's just the whole thing was bad. And that's not all. We got a lot more stuff to get to for a former Miami Hurricane tight end, and the look on his face yesterday when he heard some guilties was a little just an incredible story for a guy we've known and watched him grow up down here as one of the great tight ends to ever play at the U. We'll come back and have that story for you in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about sports-related injuries, since that's what we've been doing all morning, is talking about Kevin Durant.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. If you weren't able to stay up late last night, Golden State finds a way to come back and beat Toronto late, 106-105. So we have a Game 6 coming up Thursday night back in the Bay Area. See what happened. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry hit 12 threes last night. Golden State had 20 threes in the game, and we'll have more on that coming up here at the top of the hour. The other story here locally that's related to South Florida, Kellen Winslow Jr., former first-round tight end, was found guilty yesterday. Boy, he got hit with a lot of stuff. There's still 8 charges left, but lewd conduct, rape, indecent exposure, and they're waiting on a lot of other ones, a lot of other rape ones, rape charges that they didn't weren't able to come up with yay or nay on yesterday. They were deadlocked, so they've got to go back and take a look at those.
This guy's facing life from all these charges.
You know, you look, and I know sometimes things happen, guys get set up, or, you know, it's not what it looks like, but with all these different ages,
I mean, come on,
and different people, I mean, from young girls to old, like literally from young girls to 77-year-old women to 50-year-old women to off the street women gardening, for a guy that had everything going with him, even though he did something stupid in a parking lot, never got back after messing his knee up real badly.
But, Joe, this is sick. I mean, something's wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
This is not normal
he's
stuff.
He's sitting there, and, you know, he went out, and I'm sure he's got the best defense attorneys you can get. But, man.
That's still not easy with that.
You look at all these, and all these people, they're not just out to get you because you're a celebrity. Hell, a lot of them didn't even know you were a celebrity. I'm guessing most of them didn't know who you were. Like, oh, I know who that guy is. Oh, you want to come over here and garden me a little bit, huh?
Right. No, it's gross. It's gross.
They got him on one rape charge, I'm guessing he's going to be doing some serious time, and now he's got to wait to find out on the rest of these, the amount of years it's going to be. But, you know, he's got a young family, and I guess he's still – I didn't even know. I had to read it. I guess he's still with a high school girlfriend that he married. But and his dad's there every day, a guy I played against, one of the great tight ends of all time, Kellen Winslow. So he's there, you know, and you got to support your son, and you're going through this whole thing, and he just sitting there looking at him going, my God, man, what in the hell have you done? What happened?
What happened? That's it.
I really thought, I wonder how many people out there thought he was going to play the CTE card.
That's what I figured. I mean, I figured he would do that because these are some crazy things that happened.
They decided to go, the celebrity, everybody's out to get a piece of the pie here.
If it was one or two things that he did, Joe, and I could say, maybe.
Right. It's a big list of a lot of different patterns of women from all phases of life.
Joe, it's like six different occasions this happened, or five different occasions with kidnapping. And like you said, it's not like he was, you know, the target was these two 23-year-olds or 32-year-old women. We're talking about a wide, wide range in age, and just gross. It's not being in the wrong place at the wrong time. No. A lot of guys are like that. You're in a car by accident. Dude in the car has a gun and weed, and you're going to go to jail or be in the news for it. Like, I can understand little things like that happening. They're stupid, and you shouldn't have been in the car. This was just one person. This is sick.
You look at, there's some serious issues here.
Yeah.
Past everything else and going out to get somebody. And of course, he's trying to stay out of doing big, big time right now that he's now officially looking at. But, boy, just – To look at him up there and where he was and had everything, made lots of money, could have made, obviously, stayed healthy and stayed off the motorcycle. I don't know. I still remember, you remember certain things from years ago. Him in that parking lot spinning that bike and what are you doing?
What are you thinking?
He played reckless. That's what made him great. He had fear of nothing, the way he talked. You know, I'm the chosen one. And
I'm a soldier.
And I'm a soldier. Yeah. And all the things through the years of his confidence that helped make him such a great NFL player, even playing with the pain that he did when his knee, he still had some good years, even when his bone on bone and with the knee problem and everything else.
Guess what? No one's going to ever remember that now.
No. He's got other stuff that he's dealing with right now. So just a lot of stuff going on here today that we've been talking about. A lot of stuff that'll get second-guessed, and obviously a sad story, and the David Ortiz story, which just continues here on whatever else is about ready to come out from for David Ortiz. And first and foremost, we want to make sure he's okay.
Of course.
We want to make sure this isn't a really sad story. Kind of like the Kevin Durant story, and it's, you know, your prayers are with you. In the big, big picture, he's going to be back. Now this is being real positive looking away. He's going to make his money. Somebody's still going to give him a max contract.
Of course.
He's such a great player.
You're going to pay him $45-50 million
I did think, though, like last night, man, somebody's going to have to pay him a lot of money for that first year.
To sit out, $40-50 million.
To sit out and everything else. But you do it. He's still young, and he's just so damn good. And you know he'll work hard to get back and be a great player. And now a lot of these guys are getting max contracts that used to be 30 years old, and you're on the downside of every career, and you're like, hey, you know, watch out. Now these guys take such great care of themselves that at age 30, we're seeing guys get max contracts, right? Seeing guys get it. So he'll be okay in a year. They've gotten – I will say one thing, the medical field, not to bash them because of what happened with Kevin Durant. Technology now, and I just go back when guys never came off ACLs, never came back. Tried to, but never came back. We're the same. We got guys coming back in 6, 7, 8, 9 months with an ACL. We're watching guys have a lot better results from Achilles surgery than they used to. And we've seen some bad. I've seen some really bad Achilles jobs from the old days, too, that guys just didn't do a good job with. But I just think the new technology, we're seeing guys come back from just about everything, right? To play at a high level again. So obviously the medical field's gotten a lot better with the procedures and all the technology out there and all the stuff that they've shared through the years. They made all their mistakes on us, folks, all the older guys. They made all their mistakes on us. Now they're good. And they figured out that one doctor shouldn't operate on everything. God bless America. Figured out one doctor
Can't be a specialist for everything.
Well, that's the key word, right? Specialist. Shoulder specialist. Knee specialist.
I think they were around ankle. In the old days. It's just the doctors didn't want you to see other doctors.
Why? Why would you do that?
Why are you going to that foot doctor?
I could take care of that.
Why are you going to that guy?
Well,
back? I can do back. It's like, geez, calm down, man.
Didn't you just do the guy's toe, and now you want to surgically repair my back?
Hey, listen, I would love. It'd be funny though to see if you ever go out and you see a doctor, and he says, "One stop shop." You know,
nah, it doesn't happen.
I operate
anymore.
On everything, and I'm good.
So that guy's your ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he fixed the Achilles, huh?
I do that.
That's interesting.
I do that. I fix that.
By the way, how loud is that arena going to be in Oakland for this next game coming up?
Oh, it's
how nuts is that arena going to be?
It's going to be loud, and I hope they introduce Kevin Durant and the whole thing. And listen, he sucked it up. His story. It is going to get. By the way, get ready because I saw it started last night on social media. The social media that I see on the normal sports websites. And they're already playing the blame game and shame on the Golden State Warriors, what they did to Kevin Durant. We got guys, if you missed it, we got some really good sound from Bob Myers, Golden State's president of basketball operations, on the blame game, which will start. I think everybody wants to hear from Kevin Durant and what his thoughts are. Like, I trusted these doctors, or does he take the high
road?
Well,
that's the next big thing to happen. Because after the game last night, he went on Instagram and said, "Dub Nation going to be loud as bleep for game 6. I'm hurting deep in the soul right now. I can't lie, but seeing my brothers get this win was like taking a shot of tequila. I got new life, laugh out loud, hashtag dubs." So he was, in as good a spirits as you could be.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, instead of saying, "The doctors bleeped me, I shouldn't have played." He's not playing that card yet. And listen, like you said on social media, I told you this morning, New York Daily News, they don't have a team in the playoffs right now. The Knicks aren't in it. The Nets aren't in it. They literally said Knicks lose game 5 with a shot of Durant on the floor holding his Achilles, because every other team that's in the running for maybe getting Kevin Durant after the season, now we're all like, wow.
Even if we get him, he's got to sit out a year now.
He's not going to be here next season, maybe.
Boy, I'll tell you what, did New York Knicks fans get excited when they saw that report from Anthony Davis?
Oh, one of two my places God.
He wants to go.
LA
and by
or
the
New
way,
York.
Don't be the great front runner of historic franchises. I want to play for either the New York Knicks or the LA Lakers.
Wow, really?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
When are we going to have a guy come out and say, "I really want to play for Sacramento or Indiana"? Those are my two destination teams.
You're not going to get that.
No, okay.
That's not going to happen. But LeBron had to get excited about that and tell the team, "Hey, let's make an offer again here in the offseason where the little sensitive young guys won't get mad. Let's go ahead and throw that offer out there and get this thing rolling, man."
Someone tell Rob Pelinka and the Rambis family and Jenny and everybody that we need to get this whole thing set. I don't know who's running this team anymore.
Tell Phil.
Get everyone in the room, and we got to put this trade together because Anthony wants to come here. I couldn't believe he said Knicks. I really couldn't believe it.
I didn't think he wanted to play for Boston. He kind of had said that before, or somebody said that, and you're like, "Oh, okay." And then there's Kyrie Irving, who's already.
I told you, I showed you the picture. Bought a place on 72nd in between 3rd and 4th Street in New York. He was moving kind of in yesterday a little bit, and of course the media caught up with him and took a picture of him smiling.
One or the
with a
other.
Huge duffel bag.
Yeah. It's either going to the Knicks or going to the Nets and staying up there. He just wants to get a fresh start and get away from that last round of the playoffs where he was like 6-for-24 every
terrible.
Night.
Terrible.
He just wants to get a fresh start, man. Because when he's a lead dog, he wasn't a very good lead dog.
But all the rumors were Kyrie and Kevin Durant going somewhere. Not going to happen really right now, you think?
Well,
or they'll sign him, but you're not going to see him for possibly all next season.
So here's the thoughts, because you said right away, you know, we're talking about Kevin Durant. Does he just stay where he is now and get a max? Or does he go somewhere else because he's pissed off about felt? He's
the doctors and the trainers, yes.
Let down by everybody, including Bob Myers, Golden State president. Is he just feel like this, you know, and I'm just going? Because he's still probably going to have everybody's brother offer him a max contract. Because, again, everybody's going to come back from these injuries. That's the good news. It's just going to take a while. We got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff. Really good sound from a great finish to a basketball. There was actually a basketball game and a damn good finish last night. Hollywood will have all that for you coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.